Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. In Whitesburg, Kentucky, Letcher County Sheriff Sean Steins is in custody, charged with first-degree murder. Authorities say he walked into the county courthouse, went to the chambers of Judge Kevin Mullins, and shot him multiple times, killing the judge. Kentucky State Trooper Matt Gayhart.
We know that it was an argument between the two that led up, but what exactly transpired prior to the shots being fired, still things that we're trying to get answers to.
The sheriff arrested without incident, investigation ongoing. An Alaskan, 76-year-old Panos Anastasiou, indicted by a federal grand jury on charges of sending graphic threats to maim and kill six sitting Supreme Court justices. He was arrested in Anchorage on Wednesday. Severe late summer weather in Oklahoma. A strong storm hit Pawnee, Oklahoma. The county sheriff confirms at least one person's been killed. City officials say there's a lot of damage. This is ABC News. Bacterial contamination spurring New Jersey-based Bion Pharma to recall Etobicoke oral suspension and oral pneumonia vaccine.
The FDA safety alert shows the medication used to prevent pneumonia was manufactured by CoreRx in Clearwater, Florida, between October and December of last year and has an expiration date of September 2025. Health officials say the contaminated product could cause life-threatening infections and customers should stop using it immediately. The company says there are no adverse reports and the recall is a precaution. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Social media is watching. The blistering report out of the Federal Trade Commission accuses Meta, YouTube, and their fellow travelers of engaging in vast surveillance of their users, including children, while failing to protect their privacy and personal information. The report details how those platforms track your activities across the Internet, collecting enormous amounts of personal data. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL-HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL-HHS or the U.S. government.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WMDX website at mad.radio.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Friday is an important day in court for Robert F. Kennedy. He's trying to get off the Wisconsin ballot. The Elections Commission and previous courts have ruled that under state law, the only way for non-party candidates to be removed is to die. Friday, Kennedy's team and the Wisconsin Elections Commission will file briefs with their arguments in the 2nd District Court of Appeals. Kennedy is trying to get his name off the ballot so his supporters are more likely to vote for former President Donald Trump. In an act of bravery, a 12-year-old boy saved his dad from a bear attack here in Wisconsin. Ryan Bierman and his son Owen were up near Siren, a village in Burnett County. They were hunting and had shot the bear from a tree stand. When they went down to track it, the bear spotted Ryan and charged him. Thinking quickly, 12-year-old Owen grabbed his gun and shot the bear, killing it and saving his dad's life. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers are playoff bound. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Lemons. Milwaukee clinched the NL Central and a playoff spot when the Chicago Cubs lost Wednesday afternoon. Then, the Brewers went ahead and beat the Phillies on a walk-off hit by Jake Bowers to cap off a huge day in Milwaukee.
And delivers. Swinging and a rocket to right. Base hit. They win.
Manager Pat Murphy said after the game that the team had to overcome adversity to win a championship.
No one in spring training would have said the Brewers will win the NL Central, except maybe a few guys in that room. And it just talks to one thing. This is a game about people.
There's more to play for now for the Brewers, who will take on Arizona for four games beginning tonight to wrap up a seven-game homestand. The Packers have quarterback Jordan Love back at practice, but head coach Matt LaFleur said that Love is limited in his work this week. The Packers take on Tennessee this Sunday at noon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with showers and thunderstorms developing. Some could be strong. A low in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, any early rain wraps up, becoming mostly sunny, still warm but less humid. High in the mid-80s. Still some storms for the weekend. Currently at 75 degrees.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll have Rocker in the studio with a Max Inc. preview.
And we'll have a John and Gordy movie review, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to hour two of our program. On the line with us, our buddy Phil Itner, the veteran war correspondent based out of Kiev, Ukraine. He's also the host of the brilliant podcast, available for free wherever you find fine podcasts, On the Edge. He's also got a video blog over on YouTube, Philip Itner, Philip Itner. Itner Philip, backwards, is his Twitter handle. Phil, welcome back to the program. So, what's the latest out of Ukraine?
Well, the latest out of Ukraine actually is more involved with what happened recently on the other side of the border in Russia, this massive swarm drone attack that the Ukrainians launched against a major ammunition depot in a place called Oropetsk in Tver in Russia. Still Western Russia, still European Russia's this side of the Urals, but it seems that there were tens of thousands of tons of munitions that were stored there. And this drone attack initiated a fireball of such magnitude, shockwave went throughout the city and also initiated other follow-on explosions. We're still figuring out exactly what it was that was stored there. We're hoping here in Ukraine that it was the Iskander missiles, these medium-range, large, kind of a Scud-like missile, or perhaps some of the munitions that either Iran or the DPRK sent here. But one way or the other, this drone attack was incredibly successful, and a lot of Ukrainian lives that would have lost to those munitions will now, at least for the time being, be much safer.
How far from the Ukrainian border was this weapons depot?
Oh, it's hundreds of miles in. The exact meterage, I'm not completely sure, but it was deep into Russian Federation territory, which of course has been this contentious issue with America's ATACMS system, which is already here, but we are restricting how far they can fire into Russia. The Brits and the French have a joint system called the Storm Shadow, and that was, we were hoping that maybe authorization to strike deep would be given. Mm-hmm. That has yet to come. But with this drone attack, the Ukrainians are clearly stating that whether or not the West unties their hands when it comes to these restrictions to the weapons they've given, there is a Ukrainian military industrial complex that can field weapons that can make Russia aware that the war they're conducting is not just going to happen in Ukraine.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I mean, you know, what's particularly amazing
really
is that the Russians had that level of weaponry, you know, which represents considerable wealth and tactical power and they hadn't protected it with surface-to-air missiles.
Yeah, and, well, first off, there was a swarm. It was over 100 drones, reportedly. So any single air defense system that the Russians might have put up, you know, intending to hit like a fighter or something, like a fighter-bomber kind of situation, would be ineffective against this swarm. Nevertheless, I mean, they do have other means of air defense, and you're absolutely right. Why wasn't it better protected? And secondly, also, how was it that the Ukrainians were able to get this swarm into Russian airspace and target this ammunition dump, knowing full well the scale of it? So there must have been some sort of Ukrainian or other intel, human intelligence, on the ground in this town in Tver. So it's a massive blow to them. This is just my own supposition. Time and time again, the Russians underestimate the Ukrainians. Hell, heck, the entire world kind of underestimates the Ukrainians upon occasion. But certainly the Russians underestimate Ukraine. And yet again, they're taking advantage of that. Frankly, there's no other word for it, hubris.
Yeah. Well, speaking of which, I'm curious how the Ukrainian excursion into Russia is going and the countervailing Russian excursion into Ukraine. You know, we thought, at least initially, that perhaps by Ukraine taking some Russian territory, they would take some pressure off, to the north of there, where the Russians are trying to get farther, deeper into Ukraine. But apparently that is not the case.
No, it doesn't seem to be the case that any major troop movement from Russia to bolster the Ukrainian incursion into the Federation in Kursk, that doesn't look like that's happening currently. The lines are, again, there's not a lot of movement. There's a lot of fighting, but not a lot of significant territory gain in either theater, in either front line. It does look like the Russians are applying more pressure in Kursk, but the Ukrainians say that they're digging in and that any kind of losses they've incurred are minimal. This on the heels, though, however, of a recent announcement by Vladimir Putin to call up tens of thousands of more men.
Right.
It is believed.
Is this a draft?
It is being described as a minor mobilization, they don't want to do a general mobilization. So they're very careful about the language that they use. This is a call for more troops to be,
So what, are they just pulling them out of areas that Putin doesn't much care about? I mean, like, he's famous for pulling people out of Chechnya, for example, which Russia has subsumed, or I don't know about Georgia or South Ossetia or something like that. Is he, if he needs to throw men into the meat grinder?
As I say, the places east of the Urals,
right,
which
exactly.
is far less influential, and those provinces.
Is that where he's getting these men from?
Well, it's early days yet to say exactly where this new round of conscription, of this draw up of new soldiers is going to come from. There's also, though, they are also using, as much as they're using the stick in terms of conscription, they're also using the carrot, because there are widespread, advertisements for, come earn $40,000 a year and be a soldier and defend the motherland, sort of thing. And for some people in Russia, well, for most people in Russia, a $40,000 annual salary is pretty good cash.
It's like three or four times what the average income is across Russia itself, right?
Yeah, indeed. So they are using both tactics to try and bolster their men. But, for a country like Russia, they shouldn't necessarily be having to do this. It is a testament to the will and the determination of Ukraine that they're continually having to draw up more people.
Yeah.
Putin doesn't want a third round of general mobilization.
Right.
He's very concerned about it. I don't know if that'll be the breaking point, because as we've discussed in the past, Tom, it may not be the body count that matters in Russia, although there must be a breaking point at some point. It is the restoration of honor and empire, and that's not working either. Right. So, Putin finds himself kind of caught between a rock and a hard place.
So last week we had Anthony Blinken and the British foreign minister visit Ukraine and meet with Zelensky and come back with this request that our respective countries' longer range missiles be allowed to strike in deeper into Russia to take out the air bases and whatnot where these bombers are leaving from to attack Ukraine. No word on that so far, to the best of my knowledge. But now I understand that President Zelensky is going to be visiting the United States.
Yeah, he'll be speaking to the UN next week, the 24th, I think he is scheduled to speak to the UN. So no doubt he will also be having other meetings while he's in the United States. There is a report, there's a lot of talk of him also carrying a strategic plan, a way that he wants to continue the war, that he sees a way to in the war through a Ukrainian victory. There's a multi-step plan, apparently, that he will be carrying to the United States to speak directly to President Biden, presumably, certainly, the Pentagon representatives. And there will also be included in that plan a very specific list of the things that they want to strike deep into the Russian Federation to assuage fears that any kind of civilian situation or infrastructure or obviously gas production or refinery, that those may or may not be on the list to get pre-authorization from, to prove to the Americans that it is strictly, if not strictly, then predominantly, you're looking at military targets, with that focus.
Yeah.
So, he is going to go to America and he is going to press the case. And
good luck.
Having spoken to folks here, they're hoping that the Americans and the Brits will get on board.
Yeah, me too. Phil Entner, always great talk with you, Phil. Thanks so much for dropping by today.
Take care.
My pleasure. I will. We'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with you. By the way, we'll have Greg Palast's movie at the bottom of the hour. It's going to be fascinating.
Love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump, on his Truthy Social platform, he wrote this, quote, "It was 3-on-1, but they were mentally challenged people against one person of extraordinary genius.
Real man of genius.
Here's to you, orange man. Losing by a whisker, then saying you won."
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Our free Hartman Report podcast recaps the show every day. It's available wherever you find great podcasts.
Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. You ever exercise and watch what you eat and then get frustrated when you don't see results? Well, your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient. Just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day helps you to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Superbearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month's supply of Superbearing and get 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. The Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E.com. And the code is Tom, T-H-O-M, to get the free month supply and 15% off going forward. Superbearing.com, code Tom.
It's always us against them in this endless fight. But in the clash of colors, we lose the shades of right. The media makes it my team. Your team, but there's more to see in the American dream. It's about the deeper issues, the big picture view. We need to find a common ground between me and you.
Welcome back. Tom Hartman here with you, and some remarkable little geeky science here I wanted to share with you. This is from the New York Times. First of all, let me tell you a little story. Back in, I think it was 1999, I'm not sure, I was invited to, along with about 20 other people. Gene Houston was probably one of the more famous ones. Fred Allen Wolf, who is the physicist, Amit Goswami, another one. He's another famous physicist. These are people who have written about the intersection of physics and spirituality. We were invited to go hang out for a week with His Holiness the Dalai Lama at his home in McLeod Ganj in Dharamsala, India.
And so we all flew over there, and one of the concerns that a lot of people had was getting sick from the food. And so, I poked around, and what I found online was that if you drink a little alcohol with your food, you're less likely to get food poisoning. So we had this little round robin email group for the 20 some odd of us, and I posted this. And when I got there, they served us, every meal every day in the dining room in Dharamsala, at the Dalai Lama's place. And all these people, most of them were older than me. I mean, this was 25 years ago, and most of the people who were invited were already in their 60s and 70s. So it was like, and many of them were women. So it was like me and a bunch of basically kind of old ladies sitting around. And we'd all brought all our little airline bottles that we were able to talk the flight attendants out of, and spiking our water with a little bottle of gin or vodka, and none of us got sick. Now there were some people who were like, "Oh, I'm not going to drink that stuff," or "I don't drink," and they did get sick. And I thought that was interesting. Well, they just published a series of studies now, and this is the New York Times reported on this earlier this week. This was a study, they looked at a salmonella outbreak at a 120-person banquet in Spain. This is what got them started on this. 47 people were sick from the salmonella, cramping, vomiting, diarrhea. It turns out that none of those 47 people had drank alcohol. The people who did drink were 46% less likely to become ill. Another study, this is a 61-person study on hepatitis A from raw oysters, they found that people who drank alcohol at the same time they consumed oysters were 90% less likely to get sick from the raw oysters than were the people who did not drink alcohol. Now, I have to put a caveat on here. Alcohol is not good for you. Alcohol causes cancer. Drinking alcohol on a regular basis, and particularly in large quantities, not a healthy thing to do. That said, if you have any doubts, or any concerns, you might want to have a glass of wine with your meal. At least that's what I'm taking away from this. Now, that's not medical advice. I can't offer that. But the article is in the New York Times. It's titled, "Can Drinking Alcohol Prevent Food Poisoning?" And they asked the experts. The experts said, yep, sure enough, it works. So, on the other side of this break, we're going to play a 7-minute clip from Greg Palast's movie, his new movie, Vigilantes, Inc. And then on the backside of that, after a short break, Greg Palast is going to drop by and we'll talk about his movie. So stay tuned. I'll be back with you in just a few minutes with that clip.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And then in the following hour, we're going to open that with Lee McGowan. She's got a new book out. And then after that, I'll be back to your calls. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
If you turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. In Whitesburg, Kentucky, Letcher County Sheriff Sean Steins is in custody, charged with first-degree murder. Authorities say he walked into the county courthouse, went to the chambers of Judge Kevin Mullins, and shot him multiple times, killing the judge. Kentucky State Trooper Matt Gayhart.
We know that it was an argument between the two that led up, but what exactly transpired prior to the shots being fired, still things that we're trying to get answers to.
The sheriff arrested without incident. Investigation ongoing. An Alaskan 76-year-old Panos Anastasiou indicted by a federal grand jury on charges of sending graphic threats to maim and kill six sitting Supreme Court justices. He was arrested in Anchorage on Wednesday. Severe late summer weather in Oklahoma. A strong storm hit Pawnee, Oklahoma. The county sheriff confirms at least one person's been killed. City officials say there's a lot of damage. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Department of Justice says Wisconsin has been included in the most recent wave of school threats. Over the last few days, there have been threats in Toma, in Brilliant, and other parts of the state. DOJ officials say when traced, sometimes these threats are coming all the way from other continents. Other times, there are actual students at these schools making the threats, even if they don't mean it. Authorities ask parents to talk to your kids about never threatening their classmates. And the Brewers are headed to the playoffs. They clinched the NL Central after the Cubs lost. Expectations were more muted going into the season, but now, manager Pat Murphy said they have an opportunity to do something special. This is the sixth time over the last seven seasons the Brewers earned a playoff berth. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Looking for a new show to binge that will make you laugh heading into the weekend? Here are some Emmy winners worth taking a look at. Hacks took home Best Comedy and brought Jean Smart the Emmy for Best Actress and Best Comedy Writing. All three seasons are available on Max. If it's a drama you want, Shogun won 18 Emmys, including Best Actor, Actress, and Best Drama. There is a season 2 in the works. Happy viewing. Lady Gaga is having a very good year. The singer-actress plays opposite Joaquin Phoenix in Joker Folie à Deux. She had a chart topper with Bruno Mars and has a studio album coming out in October. She recently appeared on the podcast What's Next? The Future with Bill Gates and addressed rumors that people said she was a man early in her career. Gaga said when dealing with misinformation, her attitude is, I'm used to it, I'm a performer, and I think it's kind of funny. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with showers and thunderstorms developing. Some could be strong. A low in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, any early rain wraps up, becoming mostly sunny, still warm but less humid. High in the mid-80s. Still some storms for the weekend. Right now, it's 70 degrees.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Thank you for tuning in. Got my friend Earl Ingram Jr., Civic Media's own. Earl, thanks for joining me and hanging out in Waukesha, man.
Man, you sound like you've done this before.
It's been a couple of times. I mean, not as old as veteran as you, perhaps, Earl.
The first time you're doing this under the Dominic Salvia Show, you've invited me. It's an honor.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
Going back to this interview we just had, again, many thanks to Michael Cohen, former attorney and fixer for Donald Trump. Let's go back to the phone lines. Don in Milwaukee. Don, thanks for holding. What say you?
My God, that I've been listening to your station, Civic Media, for a long time, and this was a blockbuster. I was absolutely riveted.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will have an update from Todd Elliott on the status of the Racing Sausage Lego set. You're not going to want to miss it. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Louisa ordered these and said that they're like wearing a gentle hug to bed. And for the guys, check out the new Men's Performance Sleep Short. Designed for comfort and breathability, they'll keep you cool and cozy all night long. And don't forget the new puffy sheep slippers. They'll wrap your feet in luxurious warmth, perfect for the season. Cozy Earth products are crafted with a commitment to quality you can feel, backed by a 10-year warranty. Treat yourself to a little piece of heaven this fall. Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom and use that code Tom, T-H-O-M, for up to 40% off. That's CozyEarth.com/Tom. And don't forget to tell them I sent you in the post-purchase survey. Cozy Earth, wrap yourself in luxury this fall.
But look closer and you'll see the founders wouldn't share their glee. Betrayal of the right, twisting truth and life. The founders' vision clear, they turned it into fear. From secular foundations, they preach their fabrications. Betrayal of the right in the name of might.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour, and Greg Palast has a new movie out. It's called his old movie was Best Money, Democracy Money Can Buy. His new movie, Vigilantes, Inc., America's New Vote Suppression Hitmen. And we're going to play a clip of it here that starts out with Martin Sheen, the producer. And those people watching will see it. Those listening will hear it. I think it's radio friendly. It's almost all dialogue. It debuted on September 6th, but you can watch it now for free. GregPalast.com will get you the link, and there's also another link that Greg will tell us about when we come back on the other side of the next break. So here it is. This is a clip from Vigilantes, Inc.
Hello, I'm Martin Sheen. Now, you may or may not be shocked to learn that there is a real threat to the 2024 election, but I can guarantee you will be shocked by the film you are about to see that exposes in no uncertain terms the full extent of that threat. The film is called Vigilantes, Inc., and it follows the heroic investigative reporter Greg Palast as he uncovers a group of 40,000 MAGA volunteers whose efforts have already challenged the voting rights of 851,000 eligible voters with a goal of 2 million by November 5th. And nearly all of them are voters of color. Of course, all of this is just a new form of an old Jim Crow tactic first used in 1946 by the Ku Klux Klan to deny ballots to black voters, only this time they are using AI tricks and disinformation to deny ballots to blacks, Hispanics, and Asian American citizens. There is so little time left before the election, so I urge you to get involved by joining this heroic effort to expose voter suppression by going to saveyourvote.org. And now I invite you to stay tuned to view a trailer of Vigilantes, Inc., and then download the film at no cost. Thank you. And remember, one vote can change an election, and one heart with courage is a majority. Thanks again.
So I'm down in Georgia with these grown men dressed up for civil war, and they're all excited about this new voting law in Georgia, a law they're certain will allow the South to rise again. The law is called SB 202. I've been covering vote suppression for The Guardian, BBC, Rolling Stone for 2 decades, and I've never seen anything like it. But what shook me up? I'm going through the bill, and I see a landmine planted in it. It's barely noticeable. For the first time, In Georgia history, any voter can challenge an unlimited number of other voters and stop their ballots from being counted. And when I say unlimited, I mean unlimited. In Cobb County, it was 48,000 voters challenged.
So my name is Pamela Reardon. I am currently 6th District Committee Woman to the state party. So the last 2 years, I hit over 10,000 doors for President Trump and Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Did President Trump really lose the state of Georgia?
No.
Tell me why. Why do you think that?
Because I know for sure that voters have voted here and do not live here.
Explain that story. In fact, if I get the math right, you made two challenges. You challenged 32,379 voters, said don't count their ballots.
I showed her a photo of one of her black neighbors, one of the thousands she challenged.
Do you recognize that woman?
Not offhand.
You don't recognize her?
No, but
if
they were taking pictures with me with them, I mean...
I'm not gonna blame you if you took a picture with her. She's a very nice person.
I don't know.
Her name is Tamara Horn. Do you know Tamara? You don't know any Tamara?
I don't. The name's not familiar.
You're absolutely certain you don't?
I don't.
You never spoke to her?
No, no.
What about this guy and his wife on his honeymoon? See, there he is, just so the camera could see that he's on his honeymoon. But do you recognize that man?
No.
His interesting name. His name is Storm Saul.
Mm-hmm. I suppose he was on the list.
Yeah. Did you ever speak to Storm Saul?
No. I told you already. I did not speak to the 32,000 people. I can't even follow up on my own people that are calling all the time.
So you never call them, but you challenge the right to vote.
I'd have to go back and look at the list.
Okay, I have a piece of paper from you. This is what you filed with the county, which said you are challenging her right to have her ballot counted.
I can't go through 32,000 people. I was handed
the
list.
You can't go through 32,000.
Through the vote, vetted these.
Have you ever heard of the Ku Klux Klan?
Okay, so this.
Have you heard of the Ku Klux Klan law of 1871?
I'm from Canada.
So you don't know the Ku Klux Klan law?
I'm from Canada.
Because clearly you don't know Georgia law.
The
Ku Klux Klan law of 1871.
Get out!
Do you believe this woman shouldn't have her vote counted?
That has nothing to do with it.
Is this an attempt to remove a lot of Democrats, black people, from voting to win the election?
I am far from that, sir. And you have crossed the line. You have crossed the line. Get out of my house now.
I shall get out of your house
before
now.
I throw you.
And you are sure that this is your legal voting address?
You are an
Thank you. They do have a rifle right next to the door, so believe me, I wasn't going to overstay my welcome.
No ballot. No ballot in the mail, call to register, and the announcement there was, Mr. Turner, you have been challenged.
Major Gamaliel Turner is the military's expert on warfare of the future, assigned to Port Hueneme in California.
So you're telling me 2,600 miles away, 2 days or 3 days before an election, that if I want to vote, all I have to do is show up and prove as an American citizen that I have the right to vote again? You talk to fools like that. You talk to fools like that. I'm not a fool. You can't compel somebody to say, oh, you can vote. I'm trying to vote now. How are you going to put these other things like, it's no more than a poll tax. It's no more than how many pieces of bubble gum are in this jar. It's the same thing over and over, just modernized and reviewed.
So it's an old Jim Crow tax.
It's the same thing.
How did you feel when they said, you've been challenged?
I was angry. I was fearful. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. Not my country. Not now. Not this day and time. It was just hard to accept. It was hard to accept.
So the film is Vigilantes, Inc. That was Major Gamaliel Turner, who I met when I was in Los Angeles last week, and I moderated a panel after the red carpet premiere of this movie. It's a major, extraordinary movie produced by Martin Sheen and George DiCaprio, starring and written by Greg Palast, Vigilantes, Inc. And if you want to see it for free on your computer, if you have a TV where you can go to websites, it's saveyourvote.org. Saveyourvote.org. And on the other side of this break, we're going to hear from, our buddy Greg Palast about this movie and how it's being received and how it's being shared around the country and what you can do with it, because this is all about what's going on in Georgia, specifically this movie. But it is not, I guarantee you, this is not something that is just limited to the state of Georgia. This is the new Republican battle plan. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Speaking the truth, Brian Kemp and Brad Raffson Perger would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back with you.
Would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio, Dodge County Clerk's backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
Oh, it's
a gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
Fido's gone missing.
No.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the pets.
There have been no credible reports.
Well, I've seen people on television.
Let me just say, this is the
people on television saying my dog was taken.
We got a text here. If Trump sees it on TV, it must be true. Sir, I checked with the chef, and they said it was 100% vegan.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. What happens when you're the knock, you know, next of kin and okay? What happens when you're the knock for a loved one who dies? It can be pretty overwhelming to have to deal with bank accounts, credit cards, utilities, cars, mortgages, all that other stuff, all while grieving a loss. I mean, if something were to happen to you tomorrow, would your next of kin be prepared? They would if you had a knock box, a next of kin box, N-O-K. The knock box helps provide a paper trail for your digital life so your loved ones don't have to go on a wild goose chase. If you have a household, you need a knock box. It's a complete system that helps you organize your possessions, finances, account passwords, plans for your pets, your kids, your estate, and more. Just use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to save 18% off any kit exclusively available at theknockbox.com. That's the, T-H-E, knock, N-O-K, box, B-O-X, .com. The new knock, the, excuse me, the knock. Box.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get organized and save your 18%. They twist the truth and bend the facts. It's all a grand disguise. Don't let them rot your mind away. Don't buy their alibis. Don't listen to Fox. So-called news. It's misleading. It's wrong. It's designed to confuse. You will watch your brain and make you mean. Turn off the noise and say the truth. So-called news. I said, listen to Greg Palast, our old buddy Greg Palast, this new movie. Vigilantes Inc. You can watch it for free at SaveYourVote.org. And Greg, welcome back to the program. I just played a 7-minute clip, and thank you for preparing it for us. By the way, it was so nice seeing you last week.
Yes, I was watching it. In fact, Leonardo DiCaprio on his Instagram, I think today, will be launching the SaveYourVote.org. Not Save Tom's Vote, not Save My Vote, SaveYourVote.org, where you can not only stream the film for free, Vigilantes Inc., but you can also check your registration, get the number for the lawyer for lawyers to take with you to the voting stations and other information to save your vote. So you get the film, spread it out, get the word out about these new vigilante attacks. So thank you, Tom, for putting that out there, because it's not just a movie, it's a movement. Now, you saw it, so you know it's just not white guys in front of bookcases, even though I'm a white guy in front of a bookcase right now. It's entertaining film.
Both of us.
But yeah, both of us. But it's you saw me confront that woman. She personally, this GOP official works at Marjorie Taylor Greene, personally challenged 32,000 voters. You'll meet another guy who dresses like a vigilante as Doc Holliday with cowboy boots and cowboy hat and loaded six gun on a holster. And you might think he's a nutcase, but he challenged 4,000 voters, almost all of them African-American soldiers from Fort Benning, Georgia. Hmm. Imagine that, yeah. Including Major Gamaliel Turner. This guy is the vice chairman of the Republican Party in southern Georgia. This is no joke. He challenged 4,000 soldiers, mostly African-American soldiers, and all of them, except for Gamaliel Turner, lost his vote. The guy you heard saying, all I have to do to get my vote is fly 2,600 miles to your office. Well, he did it. And he brought an attorney with him, Mark Elias. They had to go to federal court. That's, by the way, Kamala Harris's new vote suppression expert.
Right, Mark Elias.
Mark Elias. And they went into court and got his vote, but the 4,000 others were gone. And here's what – please pay attention to what Martin Sheen was saying. We went from 88 vigilantes – challenging, and everyone, by the way, I'm not being partisan, everyone was a Republican Party official, every single one. They went from 88 vigilantes on this test run in Georgia in 2020. We were able to block them, but they figured out how to get around our blockades. They have now signed up, gone from 88 to 40,000 vigilantes who are being given lists to challenge voters in their counties. They've already challenged, as of 5 weeks ago, it was 852,000 voters have been challenged. Only Mark
Just
Elias.
In Georgia?
No, 852,000 nationwide, concentrated in the battleground states. We expect the NAACP, as you'll see in the film, in Vigilantes, Inc., the NAACP expects 300,000 to 400,000 challenges in Georgia alone. We're already looking, I've already picked up 10,000 in Florida, 10,000 in Philadelphia, which could flip Pennsylvania, and they're just beginning. Wisconsin, 130,000 challenges. Arizona, I don't even know how many because we're not getting a count, but I was there, you'll see in the film, where Kerry Lake, I go undercover with my red, white, and blue cowboy hat and get to Kerry Lake, where she was honoring the QAnon shaman who had just gotten out of prison. And that Senate race is a dead heat, so these vigilante challenges can make the difference. And some of them, they're not just challenging voters, they're intimidating voters with automatic weapons. It's really frightening out there, and this is dangerous. You got to get the warning out. This is a warning film, and it's entertaining, but it's a warning.
What do you do if your vote was challenged?
What do you do if your vote was challenged? Well, you got it several things. I would immediately just re-register. Mm. Otherwise, you have to go in. I hate to say it. I mean, you're going to have to go protect your vote. You got to go into your county offices, just like they told Major Turner. You might have to fly a couple thousand miles. Go into your county office. Prove you're an American citizen. Bring a ID showing where you live. I know this is insane because almost all the challenges are against voters of color and some young
people. And so you've got to bring your birth certificate, your passport,
your
driver's license, your utility bill.
Yes, but what I recommend, the easiest thing to do is just immediately re-register. Now, you have to find out if you've been challenged by going to our site, saveyourvote.org, and we'll connect you for every state, the links you need to check your registration. The problem with vigilantes is that, remember, these are not government officials. This is not a government challenge. This is an individual challenge. And they can do it on the day, in most states, they can do it on the day of the election. And in Georgia, you can do it for the next 2 days after the election to challenge someone's absentee ballot.
And this is what Donald Trump is depending is going to put him into the White House.
Yes, because what he did, he launched this. The group that's putting out these lists is called, he has two groups. One is True the Vote, which is, they're the ones that signed up to 40,000 and have challenged 851,000 people. They are the guys that created that whack film, 2,000 Mules. But 10 million MAGA nuts heard it and really believe that black people are stuffing ballots into ballot drop boxes, which is the state of Georgia. Republican, right-wing Republican Party officials literally went through every single drop box vote, identified, because your vote is not secret, just your choices inside the ballot are secret. They checked every single ballot, matched it to a voter, not one illegal ballot. But this hysteria ended up stealing, getting people whipped up to challenge legitimate voters, black soldiers especially. Go to saveyourvote.org and get the film for free. Pass around the link. Protect your vote.
There you go. Saveyourvote.org. Greg Palast, thank you so much, Greg.
Great. You're the best, Tom. Thank you.
Be back at you.
We'll be back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
One out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, the lovable producer Conrad is being vague about his plans on his night off. But I will be joined by the awesomely talented Amanda Nimmer. And Terry Barr swings by on a bar band Friday night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.